Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Whoa. It is Rant Line Hour. Happily, start off with Michael Leibowitz calling from prison. Hello, Lebo.
Good afternoon, Todd. So you were kind of wondering a little while ago how Ezra Klein could complain about the oppressiveness of the state and at the same time support the kind of plunderous policies that he is wont to do. And
yes,
I think that a reason is because with his wife, it's concrete. He can see the suffering that she's, you know, undergoing, and he thinks it absolutely ridiculous that if she wanted to put a stop to it, that the state could tell her, no, you cannot. It's similar to the people who support taxes for an abundance of reasons, which I've long held as a form of robbery. If the people that supported those policies actually had to pick up a gun and go commit the robbery themselves, I highly doubt they could do it. But because they're disconnected from the process and it's all, you know, handled by men in suits and back rooms, they can detach themselves from it and it becomes okay. It's similar to the guy who called your show the other day and suggested that myself and other inmates should be hung by our genitals, which is fun to say on the radio, but if he had to do it himself, I'm guessing he probably couldn't. And I think that that's a big problem in our society today, is when people are distanced from a situation, they can support things they would never do themselves.
Well, they can talk some talk, it's true. At the same time, you're conflating two different things, the belief and the doing of it. So there are things that might be right to do that still a lot of us wouldn't do because we just don't have the right kind of experience and we'd be uncomfortable with it. Like if I'd been raised hunting, I wouldn't think anything of hunting, I'm sure, and cleaning an animal for food preparation. But I've never done it, so that would take something for me to get over, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I do think there's something wrong with abusing animals, and that's different.
Well, I am inclined to agree with you. I don't think it's a universal principle. I just think that it's something that should make us question things if we're supporting things that we think are wrong to do ourselves, I guess.
I don't, you know, he needs somebody to give him a big slap upside the head. If you're so upset about the government trying to force your wife's decisions on abortion or other people's, then you've got to apply that across the board. Leibs, I love hearing from you. We're out of time. We've got to get to a traffic update.
All right, Todd. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. We'll take some more phone calls coming up. We'll play some rants coming up.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Here we go, Rant Line Hour. We'll start off with a phone call or two. Joe from Windham. Hello there.
Hey, Todd. Loved having when you have Joe Markley on the show. He's such an intellectual, happy-going guy. But part of your conversation was his concern about the drone strike. And there's some red flags mm-hmm. that have been in my mind since that happened and since the stories have been developing. You never want to assume. How often of an occurrence is it that a middle-aged man will load up his van with a bunch of kids to go get water? So that's a red flag to me. That I feel like that's a cushion for him to avoid a strike, to possibly give water to people that he wasn't supposed to. Because remember, we gave tens of billions of dollars of military equipment to the Taliban, including drones, and the original story was that we took out a terrorist. But as time went on, the true story came out. So now how much are we going to have to play, oh, we did a righteous thing, but oh, we made a mistake, because now the Taliban has our equipment, and who knows who's using it?
Well, for me, there's a larger issue that this is how we practice war now, and we do it irresponsibly. And I think it's really interesting that we get to look inside of what government does. And if you look at the news, virtually every story is something about government malfeasance, a disaster created by something the government has done. And these stories are frequent and they're popping up every day. And we tend to still walk around with our blind little sense that, oh, government is good and they're trying to help us. And it's just nonsense. It's so divorced from reality. So now we've got our military operation. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year for defense purposes. And we don't actually look inside to see what they're doing. These procedures bother me. And that's why I was pushing on it. And I'm not sure how you're responding to that and exactly what you mean.
My main concern is we literally handed the Taliban tens of billions of dollars of equipment. And when yes. something surfaces like a drone strike gone awry, and we come up a week afterwards and say, oh, it was a mistake. Like, how many more of these are coming in the near future? Because they have our equipment. They have our stuff. And who's to say whose it is? Until, like, it's scary. It's scary, and it's a red flag to me that this guy had all these kids in his car. Who's to say that he wasn't a defector of the Taliban and he's trying to bring water to people camped out? Like, is that a normal thing in Afghanistan?
Well, it could be, but according right? to the reporting of the New York Times, for whatever kind of weight we want to put on it, unfortunately, you're dealing with flawed sources and all this stuff. But what the New York Times reported is that this guy was out doing his daily work, and part of his work was to run errands for his boss. So he had to go by the boss's house, pick up the computer from his boss and bring that to the office. And he'd loaded up the car in the morning, as he did every day, with these water canisters so that he could fill them with water, because in his neighborhood the water had been shut off by explosions and the severing of pipes. So when he was at the office every day, he would fill up the cans with water and bring them to the house. He would drive into the house, pull the car towards the one part of the driveway. His kids would run out of the house to greet him, pile into the car, and then he would back up and park. It sounds like a very normal family routine. And then at that point, the order was given to blow up the car, and apparently they hadn't seen, the car hadn't been visible while the kids piled in, and they thought there were just adults in the car. That's the story. I don't know what's true. None of us knows what's true. And with regard to them, us having given them the equipment, we gave them the equipment on purpose because we became partners with them in war, and we decided we're going to let them fight the war. And if they let us out, maybe the deal was made, we'll make sure they're well armed. And part of the deal is they have to protect us as we exit, because Joe Biden wanted us out. That's my take on it, but who knows? Hello, Dave.
Hello, Todd. I have a new word for you. The old teacher in me. I learned a new word from NPR today, equitation.
Wow.
It is the verb form of the noun equity. Equitation. And it basically means the active form of disbursing the chips of goodness in society towards those marginalized groups. Equitation.
Now, does this word exist, or did they just make it up?
I think they made it up, but it was on the radio. I heard it this morning in the context of Entergy, the electric company down in Louisiana, where they've lost all the power because of Hurricane Ida. And the company wanted to spend a bunch of their capital improvement on building new natural gas power plants, which would benefit the shareholders, instead of putting up climate-resistant telephone poles and wiring, which would benefit the marginalized. And the equitation equation attempted to balance those two considerations. So isn't it awful how these people make up $5 words to explain their dastardly doings?
Well, you have to admire their creativity, but yes, the end result is awful, no doubt. Dave, thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. Let's get the rants going here on WTIC, because it is rant line time.
Governor Lamont's new excuse for needing emergency powers is new executive orders that need to be written, but he can't tell you what it is until after he gets his emergency powers. This guy is unbelievable.
Imaginary emergencies are the reason that we remain in a state of emergency, according to Jolly Ned, when all other signals in our society are that we can relax and go about our daily business without worrying about these COVID-type things.
Hi, Todd. So today's rant is...
Hello, Gladys. Nice to hear your voice. You took a few days off. Please don't do that again.
So today's rant is about people in Connecticut getting ready for the election. And instead of sticking your head in the sand, pay close attention to what they want to do. Well, in Bristol, it's been totally Democratic. So I went Republican because I'm sick and tired of what's going on in Bristol. They're trying to hide all the bad news from everybody, making them think that everything's just running smooth. Well, it isn't. All right, Todd. Have a wonderful day. Later.
Later, Gladys. Thank you for the call. It's not even just assessing what's going on in your town or city based on when whether things are going well or not. What happens now is when the Democrats take over a place, when they've got the mayor's office and they've got control of the city council, they're converting it over into an equitation model so that money is being spent for a thing that doesn't exist. And if it did exist, shouldn't be a priority anyway for government. And that is diverting funds instead of doing what's best for the city as a whole right now to supposedly help people who've been harmed by previous government policies in the imaginations of those who hold power so they can be delivering equity to those who they tell are not getting equitable treatment from the government. And it just so happens as a coincidence that these people receiving these payments being made whole for imagined wrongs in the past, not the ones of the present, that money happens to be going to people who vote for Democrats. So what this is a kidnapping of public policy for the purchase of votes and under the banner of racism. But they never fix racism. They never do anything to fix racism right now. You notice all of this is about the racism of the past. Oh, you were harmed by that awful policy that, say, Joe Biden put in. We will fix it and we will pay you. This is a reparations scheme under a different name. And it's a scheme to create a problem, bad public policy, which Democrats deliver, and then win elections by pretending to do something to solve the problem, but never solving the problem. So you've got a perpetual election winning scheme as long as you can keep the flow of money going to your voters so they remain loyal while everything remains a failure. 860-522-9842. We're doing the rants, but don't forget that we also take live calls during the rant line hour. Rant line number 751-4698. If you want to call live, 860-522-9842. Tonight, down to 66 degrees. Could be a shower in the late evening hours. Tomorrow, 78. Also the chance of a shower. It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow, but warm and humid. Cooler on Friday, but rain. Lots of it, maybe some flooding with a high in the low 70s. Right now, 76 at WTIC.
Hey, Todd, doing the math from last night's news, there are 74 fully vaccinated people in the hospital with COVID. Isn't that the real news? Goodbye.
That is the state of emergency, eh? 74 people in the hospital. And it's been running in those ranges for a long time. Where is the state of emergency? Where is the justification for Jolly Ned remaining king?
I try to call in every day with a poem Todd Feinberg will play. I try to give views about current news, but sometimes I have nothing to say.
You're just not reading enough news. There's always something to say if you look at the news. Because they, what's going on in the world is always appalling, and the response to it from government is always appalling.
Hey, Todd.
Yes?
Eating tapioca pudding is like eating boogers. Disgusting.
Ooh. That's kind of weird. That's the rant you were excited about, Anthony. You liked her mention of boogers.
Well, because it's, come on, tapioca pudding, that might have been your worst take I've ever heard on this show. It's gross. It's not good.
What is gross about it?
It's a,
I know the vanilla part, I understand.
Oh, my gosh. You know.
But the tapioca part.
I don't like it.
There's texture there. It's like little bits of al dente pasta. Why wouldn't that excite you?
I don't know.
What
it's
are those things
thing.
Called? There is a pasta that's shaped just like a tapioca.
That's in like Italian wedding soup. Those little.
Yes.
What is that
I love
called?
That stuff. I want a gun that just fires that stuff. It's great.
Hi, Todd. The best mother-son dance in the world is Leonard Skinner, Simple Man. Thank you. Have a good day.
How about that Leonard Skinner for a... Bonnie, what do you think? Bonnie called a couple days ago and wanted a song for her son's wedding tomorrow. And that could be a good one for the old Bonster.
Hi, Todd Feinberg. This is your savage listener, and I agree with...
Really? That's you, the one on social media?
Hi, Todd Feinberg.
I can't believe I finally get a voice to put with the... I don't know what you call a social media image.
Hi, Todd Feinberg. This is your savage listener, and I agree with Fritz the Cat that we want the revolution song in your beginning of the show. Thank you so much.
Do you mean the one we used to use as the intro? Is that what you're talking about? A long time ago? We could do that, I guess. At least we can mix it in. Jeff in Torrington, hi.
Hey, Todd. Hey, I like that idea about the revolution. That's not the reason I called. I know we can't talk about that poor state trooper that passed away when he got washed off the highway. But I was wondering, Todd, you know, in a similar circumstance, if there was a state snowplow driver and he was a hero and he fell asleep while he was driving the snowplow and crashed the rig, you know, would there be some kind of toxicology report before we named the stretch of the highway after the person?
Well, what is it that you're... I know there are truths behind what you're saying, and I think you're driving at the union aspect of it and the police aspect, that police get treated with what's the form of the word? Reveration? Is that how you say it? Reverie. And they get... And is that because they're in unions or because they're cops and take personal risk? What's your take on it?
I think both. I think both of those are true. I think the union has talking about the unions, but I think the union's got a vice grip on the neck of the state that we can't breathe, and it's because of the union.
Yeah, and that includes the free exchange of ideas. So you can't pull together the thread of the cops in Nevada and, you know, what goes on with behavior in the state or something like that, because
right,
that would be
right. It's a, you know, if a state worker or anybody, even if it was a private company, if they were trained, you know, how to use the equipment, and then something happens, you know, is there an investigation into if there was an accident and someone got hurt or killed or maimed?
No, I suspect if there was a mechanism that would expect an investigation, that it would be internally thwarted in this kind of situation, Jeff. So your questions are good ones. They're just not discussions that are had in polite company yet. But the times, they are changing, and perhaps that day will come. Thank you for the call, sir.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Whoa, it's WTIC. 860-522-9842. We're taking calls. We're playing rants.
Hi, Todd.
Wait a sec. I didn't finish the this one.
Hi, Todd Feinberg. This is your savage listener, and I agree with Fritz the Cat that we want the revolution song.
Oh, I guess
in
I did.
Your beginning of the show.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
She wants the old old revolution song. Not
Hi, Todd. My only rant today is that I can drive from Hartford to Vernon and hear nothing but news, traffic, and commercials. I miss your whole show, so thanks for that.
It's not me. And by the way, leave 5 minutes later, and you'll hear all show. How about that little trick? Have you tried that? Or 5 minutes earlier? Yes, Anthony.
It kind of condenses the show. It's nice, really. I mean, like, you have a very long segment where you don't get interrupted. He didn't mention that.
Yes. Well, he doesn't know because he leaves right when that segment ends, I think, anyway.
Hi, Todd. Just wanted to make a quick comment about our Senator Richard Blumenthal, who's got his cape on again. It's bad enough that our southern border is being overrun. Afghanistan's on fire. Inflation's on the rise. Gas prices are on the rise. But he's going to hold a congressional hearing to hold TikTok accountable for clogged toilets. The man never ceases to amaze me. Keep up the good work, Todd.
Oh, he is a beautiful representative of everything that's wrong with politics today. Gene and Harwinton is here. He always is cheery and happy
well,
no matter what's going on.
Good afternoon, Todd Feinberg. How are you today?
See? There you are. You're doing it again, being happy on us.
Well, I can't help it. That's my natural way. I was going to say that macaroni that you're trying to come up with is called orzo.
Oh, you are very close. You are very close. Orzo is a little different. It's not Italian. The Italian equivalent is arancini.
Well, the other thing I was thinking of is ditalini.
That one I don't know. That one I don't know.
Ditalini is a orzo, small macaroni like that also.
Is that how you
called them pearls.
Pearls, yes, that's right. That I agree with. I think you're correct on the pearls. Pearls. That makes them sound magnificent, unlike the way Anthony and some Rantline callers look at them. Pearls. Pearls are valuable and wonderful.
Yes, good morning. It was just on the news that the Taliban is submitting a name to the UN. They want this guy to be confirmed to represent the Taliban in the UN on behalf of Afghanistan. And now, wouldn't that be the same as having the mafia represent the U.S. in the UN?
If the mafia won the war, yes. So if you want to look at the Taliban as being mafia-like, but they've won and taken over the government, well, a lot of countries, a lot of governments are effectively gangster organizations. They just won the fight. I mean, what was Fidel Castro? You think about a revolution. What was Che Guevara? I mean, you're talking about people who were warriors fighting to gain power for themselves, selling slavery, and making it sound magnificent.
Hello, Todd. Chris here. I'm listening to a caller you have on now say how grateful he is for Social Security. And I understand that people depend on that, but it was their money to begin with. So if you really look at it, at some point, some corrupt government official decided that you weren't responsible enough to save your own money for later on in life, and they were going to do it for you. It didn't really work out that way because there's so many people reaching into it now. But if I was able to just save that money myself and invest it myself, I would be way better off. I wouldn't have to wait to 70-something to retire.
And you would probably get way more than the 1% or whatever it is return on investment. Good point.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Wednesdays at this time, we'll play some more rants later, but Wednesdays at this time, we're joined by State Representative Kimberly Fiorillo of Greenwich. Kimberly, welcome back. We didn't talk to you last week. That wasn't your fault, though, was it? It was my fault, right?
Well, yes. Great to be here.
Yeah. It was some Red Sox stuff or something. Before you start, I just wanted to give you a little inspiration and a reminder that our government is in great hands. You ready?
Okay.
Optimism is contagious. Optimism is contagious. Make a difference.
And you, young lady, are making a difference, so thank you for that.
Oh, that's great. Well, Todd, I am coming from the first public hearing in a long time to happen at the Capitol. Anybody who's listening now, you can still tune in at CT-N. That stands for Connecticut Network. Google that. It's your TV channel that shows you government. And the public hearing is still going on. We started at noon, and I think we're about halfway through. We had about 200 registrants, but there are more people who have come to Hartford to testify live in person before the Conservative Caucus. I regret that I have to head home because I have younger children. And
you've got family to take care of. Nothing to regret about that. But tell us first, what is this Conservative Caucus that you speak of?
Well, you know, like the Federal House of Representatives has a Freedom Caucus. The Connecticut House of Representatives has a Conservative Caucus. It was founded maybe 4 or 5 years ago by Mike France, who is now running for Congress in the 2nd District. And they have 16 members now. And when I was elected last year from Greenwich and Stamford, when I came up, I applied and interviewed to be a part of the caucus, and they voted me in. And we have been very concerned. You know, it's wonderful to have a caucus because then you don't feel like you're alone, and we don't vote 100% together because we're all, you know, individually sovereign in our own minds. However, we share a lot of principles in common. We have conversations about bills. We vet bills together, and we're concerned about what can we do with all the phone calls we're getting from teachers and nurses and business owners and workers in our district about their impact on their lives with the vaccine mandate.
This is about mandates, huh? So people are testifying against these mandates? Is that what's going on right now?
Yes. Our press release that went out last week was asking folks, if you've been impacted by any of these mandates, masks, vaccine, etc., please come and share your stories so that we can understand and give you a platform. And, you know, we thought many people would come, and who knew, but the turnout has been amazing. My head is reeling with the details of each of these persons. I mean, you know, what I've learned is there are tons of Facebook groups that are out there in Connecticut, whether it's Teachers for Choice. That's on
Telegram. Oh, Kimberly, we're getting a little breakup. Say that again. You just broke up.
Oh, we have something called...
You mentioned Teachers for Choice, and then what was after that? Oh, I guess we've lost her. Kimberly, it's not so bad usually when people call from cars, but it'd be nice if the legislature required that there be perfect cell signals so we could always get people on the air. Here's your weather forecast. It's going to be breezy and cloudy overnight with a late night shower in spots, temps dropping down to 66 degrees tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, humid, a couple of showers, and that's later in the day with a high 78 degrees tomorrow. Friday, more rain and flooding even, and cooler too with a high temperature 73 degrees. Not looking great for Friday at all. Right now, still 76 and rainy in spots, WTIC. Let's try Kimberly again, see if we can hold that signal. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi there. Am I better?
All right, sounds cleaner now. Yeah. So tell us about these different Facebook groups that you've encountered.
Well, there's a lot of grassroots movements that are being started by Connecticut people, and it's Parent Choice, it's Teachers for Choice. They have Musicians for Freedom. We have heard from a musician who came out to talk about the impact for her. She plays music for old folks homes, and all throughout the pandemic, she went in there to entertain people and share, her gifts. And now with the vaccine mandate, she feels that she's not going to be able to do that anymore. There are Teachers for Choice who have been working through the pandemic, and there's lots of sentiments like we were heroes and now we're zeros.
Isn't it amazing how the tide has turned for those people? So are people, what are the actions that are available? It's good that there's all this energy out there to resist the oppression that big government is determined to force onto the people who don't necessarily want to be oppressed. But are there things people are doing? Are there people organizing to file suit? Are there class action lawsuits developing, for example? Do you see some chance for legislative action? What might happen, Kimberly?
These people, they are filing suits. These are the folks that are doing stuff. They showed up, today to testify. These people took time off of work. They're asking us to do something. What can you do? Everyone in that room in the Conservative Caucus will vote no on extending the governor's emergency powers when we meet for a special session on Monday. And these people are here. They were televised. Everyone can go and watch this. It's recorded on CPN. It's important that you see who your fellow Connecticut folks are. There is such a sense of fear and frustration, anxiety. And yet, when you hear
this is a unifying opportunity for people to get to hear a single sort of voice coming out of the ct-n.com website with the video. It sounds like it's powerful stuff, Kimberly.
It is powerful, and mostly because you see how reasonable Connecticut people are. They've been so patient. They've endured everything that's been put upon them. And now we are 20 months past last March 2020. And they're saying enough is enough. And they're asking legislators, you need to speak out more. I want to hear you get louder. And I think they're absolutely right. I think they're right to ask that their legislators speak out and be a louder voice. We have to speak because we don't believe in violence. And it's our voices and our skills to be persuasive that are going to be put to the test. But
I think this is important, that there has to be a conduit through which this energy of resistance can flow. Kimberly, thank you for filling us in. Anything else we need to know about it before you go?
No, just it's fantastic news that the hearing is still happening. People are still lined up to speak. So if you're near Hartford and you care about this, head over to the Legislative Office Building.
Kimberly Fiorello, State Representative from Greenwich, thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you again next week. So there it is. Hearings going on at the state capitol right now. If you go to ct-n.com, that's a website where you can watch all kinds of hearings historically. They store stuff, but they also have live feeds going on, essentially live internet television, and that's going on right now, and you can tune into it. 860-522-9842. We've got some rants to finish up. So let's get to it right now on WTIC.
Hey, Todd, it's Bob from Weathersfield. I just want to say Anthony's doing a great job playing the role of devil's advocate today and in today's conversation. I think he's doing a great job. Anthony, hang in there. Just hang in there, Anthony. Sooner or later, you'll understand. Okay?
Is that your brother calling? Did you put somebody up to this?
I think at the end he was trying to say I'm wrong still, but
yeah, he was sure. But he was saying, you know, you'll learn. You're a young guy, and there's time. You've got
there's
a lifetime
for you guys to learn too.
We're always learning. That's why we're engaged in conversation.
Frank from Windsor. School bus driver shortage. Maybe what we really want to look at is what is required to drive a school bus.
Now, this is really good. This is really interesting. Frank's making the point that it's easy to yell and scream about situations that pop up when there is pressure, unusual pressure, like when there's a pandemic or a partial pandemic like we have going on right now. And people are yelling and screaming, oh, what's wrong? Oh, what's going on? What's the cause of this? Well, sometimes the cause is not the thing that everybody's looking at.
I don't believe it's a CDL. I believe it's an S endorsement. It has to be issued from the Department of Motor Vehicle. A lot of training goes into getting that S endorsement. You need to do a performance test with a DMV inspector. So once again, government is requiring these S endorsements and state government, and this might have something to do with the shortage.
This is a really interesting argument. Yesterday we had Mark Fox on from the gas retailers. And he was talking about how regulation of truck drivers delivering fuel oil, gasoline, has made it, now that there's a shortage of truck drivers because of the mess that Democratic oppression during COVID has made out of the economy, there aren't workers available to drive trucks. So they've actually gotten, the governor has signed off, apparently, on, according to Mark, I haven't actually read anything about it, but Mark says that they have gone easy now on truck drivers and relieved them, eased off on the restrictions of how many hours per day or per week drivers can drive, which is kind of interesting that they're, that the governor is willing to go lighter on the safety restrictions for people driving tanker trucks around filled with gasoline than he is on bus drivers who drive buses really slowly around town. Interesting.
It takes a long time to get an S endorsement and, like I said, a performance test with a DMV inspector. I may be wrong, but I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll look into it. Thank you, Frank, for the call. Let us know if you'll learn any more on that. Mike in Plainville, what's up, Mike?
Sounds like your guest, Kim, was on her phone while she was driving along the highway.
Yes, and unfortunately she was talking on her speakerphone, which I think makes it legal, but leads to lousy quality. What did you want to say about her talking on her cell phone?
If she was, I mean, I don't have to say it, do I? It's like
what's
people,
that?
Certain parts of our population have to wear masks. And some don't. It's the same with cell phone use. If you're a state legislator or a state rep, you have immunity. Am I correct?
I don't think there's any. I wish people would abuse the cell phone law. People are incredibly obedient in using the. I'm amazed at it. How religious people are in their adherence to state laws on cell phone use. Because it sounds awful on the air. It does. It sounds much better if you have some other configuration than those built-in car. They're all different, but the speakerphones can be awful. All right, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll get you a news update coming your way right now. And let's go to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center.
Hello. Hello.
Mark Christopher.
Hello.
He's using the speakerphone.
How you doing?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.